The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
Lemon fizzy water, sparkling water, lemon, osmosis, carbonated, filtered, distilled. See, in trouble. Water, water.
50 years. That's how long people in the village of Housatonic in the town of Great Barrington have waited for clean water. Now, finally, a small victory, some movement. On And So It Flows today, I'm joined by Donna Jacobs, founder of the Housatonic Filter Initiative. We're here at WTBR FM 89.7 Pittsfield Community Radio. I'm Leslie Gabriel, your super waterman, your ambassador for water. Stay tuned.
In the abundance of water, the fool will get thirsty.
Yes, Pittsfield has a rock and roll water show, and you're listening to it. We make water grunge again. You're listening to And So It Flows on WTBR FM 89.7, WSBR 88.1 in Lee. Water music, water news, deep water talk from the Berkshires to all around our big blue world. Find us on Apple, Amazon Music, iHeart Radio, Podcast Republic, and more. Make sure to subscribe and share with your water-loving friends. Today, we start with the Ramones, Rockaway Beach.
One, two, three, four.
Something from us. Nice. Easy. There's just one thing.
Job down in the city.
You see, we never, ever do nothing.
Working for the man.
Nice.
Every night and
easy.
Day.
We always
but
do it.
I never lost
nice.
One minute
and rough.
And
but we're going to take the beginning of this song
the thing
and do it
been.
Easy.
Big wheel.
But then we're
going to
do the finish.
Turning.
Rough.
Proud Mary.
It's the way we
keep
do.
On burning.
Proud Mary. And we're rolling.
Ooh,
rolling.
Ooh, rolling on the river.
Listen to the story. Left a good job
down in the city.
Working for the man
every night and day.
Richard and Michael.
Tell them great song you wrote here.
Got 80 feet of a waterline, nicely made.
in a noisy bar in Avalon. I tend to call you on a midnight watch. I realize why twice you ran away. Think about how many. Know what we when you see the Southern Cross for the first time, you understand now why you came this way. 'Cause the truth you might be running from is so small, but it's as big. My ship and all her flags are flying. She might be all that I have left, and music is her name. Know what we
now for a little water news from And So It Flows, the only show for H2O. Got a little bit here from Yahoo News. Actually came from masslive.com. At Quabbin Reservoir over near Belchertown, the water level drops to the lowest since 2017. And this is by Jim Kinney. This came out on January 19, 2026. In Belchertown on Old Enfield Road, once took travelers to Enfield, Mass., one of the four towns that disappeared in the 1930s, making way for Quabbin Reservoir. Today, a stretch of Old Enfield Road has reappeared, its Depression-era blacktop leading across a mudflat with water lapping a dozen yards downhill from where the shoreline normally is. Water in Quabbin Reservoir measures about 520 feet above sea level, this despite a little recent snowfall. According to the measurements posted at the Quabbin's Visitor Center, normal lake levels are generally 10 feet higher at 530 feet. That's the lowest the water has been since 2017, according to figures posted online and as illustrated by a chart on the visitor center's wall. But state officials say, of course, there's no need for alarm. The reservoir is at about 81% of its capacity and within normal operating parameters, according to Massachusetts Water Resources Authority. Demand averages about 208 million gallons per day, and the reservoir has about 334 billion gallons of water, according to the authority. Now that the reservoir's 181 miles of shoreline are ringed with brown. Neighbor Ed Camo of Belchertown pointed out animal tracks and long discarded bricks in the mud flat on Old Enfield Road, a popular spot for walks near Quabbin Park Skate 5 within sight of the Windsor Dam. After an abnormally dry 2025, most of the area to the west of Quabbin is in a mild drought, according to the state's Executive Office of Energy and Environmental Affairs. But to the east, the drought status remains significant, level 2. To the north, the drought status is even more severe at a level 4, considered an emergency. And, you know, it wouldn't be the same without a little editorialization. There's time to come when the community bands together to double check the work of the state and officials, the agencies involved, because kind of like Santa Claus, you want to check things twice. And Santa Claus, you know, he was related to snow, which is water. But bottom line, don't just expect, inspect. You're listening to And So It Flows, your only show for H2O. Got some more music coming your way and a little bit of an interview with Donna Jacobs of the Housatonic Filter Initiative. So stay tuned for that. Love that you're tuning in. You're listening to And So It Flows, your only show for H2O.
It was so cool! Hey, Dad, did you see that? Did you see me? Did you see what I did?
You so totally rock, Squirt!
So give me some fin. Noggin.
Yeah.
Oh, intro. Jellyman, offspring. Offspring, Jellyman.
Jelly?
Sweet.
Totally. To And So It Flows on WTBR 89.7 FM, Pittsfield Community Radio, where water gets loud, water music, water culture, comedy, poetry, deep water conversations. I'm Leslie Gabriel, your Super Waterman Ambassador for Water. Find us on Apple, Amazon Music, iHeartRadio, Podcast Republic, and anywhere you get your podcast. We've got some more music coming your way. Super psyched to be with you. And stay tuned. Love your H2O.
Legend lives on from the Chippewa on down of the big lake they call Gitchagumi. The lake, it is said, never gives up her dead when the skies of November turn gloomy. With a load of iron ore, 26,000 tons more than the Edmund Fitzgerald weighed empty. That good ship and true was a bone to be chewed when the gales of November came early. The ship was the pride of the American side, coming back from some mill in Wisconsin. As the big freighters go, it was bigger than most, with a crew and good captain well seasoned. Concluding some terms with a couple of steel firms when they left fully loaded for Cleveland. Then later that night when the ship's bell rang, could it be the north wind they'd been feeling? The wind and the wires made a tattletale sound, and the wave broke over the railing. And every man knew, as the captain did too, 'twas the witch of November come stealing. The dawn came late and the breakfast had to wait when the gales of November came slashing. When afternoon came, it was freezing rain. in the face of a hurricane west wind. Supper time came, the old cook came on deck saying, fellas, it's too rough to feed you. At 7 p.m. a main hatchway gave in. He said, fellas, it's been good to know you. The captain wired in, he had water coming in, and the good ship and crew was in peril. Later that night when his lights went out of sight, came the wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald. Does anyone know where the love of God goes when the waves turn the minutes to hours? The searchers all say they'd have made Whitefish Bay if they'd put 15 more miles behind her. They might have split up or they might have capsized. They may have broke deep and took water. And all that remains is the faces and the names of the wives and the sons and the daughters. Lake Huron rolls, Superior sings in the rooms of her ice water mansion. Old Michigan steams like a young man's dreams. The islands and bays are for sportsmen. And farther below, Lake Ontario takes in what Lake Erie can send her. The iron boats go, as the mariners all know, with the gales of November remembered. In a musty old hall in Detroit, they prayed in the Maritime Sailors' Cathedral. The church bell chimed till it rang 29 times for each man on the Edmund Fitzgerald. The legend lives on from the Chippewa on down of the big lake they call Gitche-Gumee. Superior, they said, never gives up her dead when the gales of November come early.
Sitting here with Donna, and Donna, you've lived in Housatonic Village for how long?
Not very long, actually. I moved here in 2012 and landed basically on the border of Great Barrington Village and Housatonic Village, and turned out that I was one of the ratepayers for the local utility, the Housatonic Water Works utility, which has been struggling for decades now.
Decades. I hear so many stories about Housatonic Water Works, and it's always been, for me, really, really important, because one of the expectations that most people who are, working class, middle class, upper class, whatever, you expect clean water to come from your faucet.
Yes.
It's like a basic expectation. It's the most basic thing, I would say, for most people. Not everybody has the luxury of living in a home. Not everyone has the luxury of even having plumbing sometimes. Mm-hmm. Most people in the United States have, so it makes it really relevant. So what happened? Like, when did you find out? When did this start for you?
It started right away for me in 2012 when I realized that the quality of the water was somewhat tainted. It didn't smell right and it didn't taste right. So I installed point of service filtration in my shower and at my kitchen sink. And that lasted, for my purposes, for a few years until around 2018, when the quality of water was darkening. And I began to bring my concerns to the town of Great Barrington and saying the water's a problem, and neighbors were saying that the water's a problem, and people were showing, bringing in their jars of water to demonstrate that it looked like tea or it looked like coffee. But the problem at the time was that the town was under the belief that they had no jurisdiction over a privately held water utility.
Well, that actually, you can wonder about that. I mean, that, you know, it's private, what can I do? But let's dial it back a little bit. You know, you're a licensed psychotherapist?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And there's an emotional quality. I'll give another story. It's not the same. You know, I've always had access to water. One time, back when there were actual phones, the phone service, AT&T, would send you a bill, and then one month I had this bill for $900 and something, and it was usually about $100, and I was like, where is that from? And I found out that all these calls were going to some other country that I wasn't from, that my family wasn't from, that, and I had this feeling of like, wow, someone's dealing my stuff. I felt bad. Like, I had this, like, it felt a little bit like, you know, someone's taking advantage here. Mm-hmm. So that was a phone.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What was it like for you when you didn't have access to water from your faucet?
Okay. So I protested because I came from a place where the tap was clean, and
yeah,
you could turn on the water, you could wash your salad greens, and you could just go on with your day like a normal person. And when I saw the problem here, and I started saying to people, we've got to do something about this, the common mythology was, we have no jurisdiction over a privately held utility, and the privately held utility does not have access to state funding, either in low-interest loans or in grants. And it doesn't take a lot of research. All you have to Google and come up with mass.gov, and you can see that towns do have jurisdiction. The Board of Health has jurisdiction over the quality of water. It's a public health issue. And what we did, not until 2023, it took a lot of time and a lot of organization, we brought the State Association of Health Boards to Great Barrington, and they educated us to the public health jurisdiction that the Select Board and the Health Board here had. We've seen recently that our Board of Health did, in fact, take the utility to court. There was some debate over the jurisdiction, but it really got the town involved. I also dispelled the myth that the utility wasn't eligible for funding. And in an information Zoom session with the owners of the utility, I said, you know, you all could apply for these grants through the state. And they asked me for the link, and I sent them the link, and they got an award, a grant of $350,000. So we kind of burst through the mythology. And so people could start to really think about, well, what can we do here?
Yeah, there sometimes becomes like this bottleneck of some sort of thinking box where it's hard to think outside of it, like, get creative. And, you know, while that's a demand, sometimes you don't miss water until it's gone. I think Benjamin Franklin had a saying, you don't miss the well until the water runs dry.
Yeah.
And the water, it actually has run dry in the village of Housatonic. So what's it like now? There's a project you're working on, mm-hmm. but still, are most people who are paying Housatonic Water Works, are they still not getting good water, or like?
It varies according to where you are along the infrastructure. So there are pipes in front of my house that are galvanized iron, and they're corroded. And when water, warm water through summer months runs through, there's more leaching involved. And I was, and my neighbors and I were all getting larger doses of sediment coming into our homes. But if you looked 20 houses north of me, and even 3 houses south of me, they had no problem with the water because they had a newer infrastructure. You know, the utility has been evaluated and studied more than once. I know twice for sure. And so there are maps of the infrastructure, of the materials that the pipes, the main lines are made of, and how they do vary throughout the system. Some are newer and like mine, some are older. So the complaints about the water vary. You know, every ratepayer has their own story, and it depends on where they live. Yeah, but what happened was, after years of really trying to address the utility directly, and most recently in April of 2025, we brought the town to a special town meeting to purchase the utility. And I, among others, were hoping that they would combine the two water utilities, which is the wisdom and the practice regionally of the future, of combining smaller water utilities, other utilities as well, regionalization throughout the country, because these are aging infrastructures, not just here in Massachusetts.
And it's, I mean, there are some basic things you learn by the time you're like 10 years old. Okay, let's say there's teamwork that makes the dream work. There's all these real, like, actually, when you're acting as you're living all by yourself alone and don't see your neighbors as potential teammates, then you get this stuckness, and it's been going on for 50 years, but there's some movement, which is good. But you did touch on a point about infrastructure.
Yes.
And the studies that were done.
Yes.
And I heard somewhere it was $3 million, but I was mistaken. What were the surveys saying as the infrastructure deferred maintenance? I mean, what is going on as far as estimated costs to repair simply Housatonic Water Works?
To upgrade the utility, to make it functional. It is a failed or failing or failed utility, depending on your point of view. I consider it a failed utility because it doesn't deliver the product that we pay for.
Exactly.
That it is required to deliver. I mean, if you had an air conditioner and you turned it on and no air came through, you'd return the air conditioner.
Yeah, that's super important. And the money part of how much... I want to focus on that because this is the tip of the iceberg. You think Housatonic is all... No, it's not by itself. It's part of a larger pattern of deferred maintenance of infrastructure that serves people and humanity and life, one of which is water infrastructure. So what is it, like $30 billion?
There were two separate studies that I know of, and if memory serves me correctly, it is deferred maintenance that is... assessed at approximately $30 million, and that upgrading the system, bringing them up to speed, is going to take a couple of decades. And that does not help the homeowner living here now. Like myself, I'm not in a position to wait decades for clean water. And
What's up with that?
I wanted. I had to have clean water.
Yeah, clean water now is a good demand.
Absolutely. In 2022, 2023, and 2024, the water coming through my bathroom sink, which I had not filtered, was so depressing in the morning to go in and want to just wash your face and brush your teeth, and it was not possible without pouring water into pitchers, into basins, and from my filter, my point of service filters, in order to be able to do that. It was depressing. And 90 days in 2024 convinced me each morning from Memorial Day through October that I had to install whole house filtration. And I somehow discovered that research had been done in town, and we had discovered a 3-stage filtration system that would remove manganese and halocytic acids and the other concerns, the sediment and other concerns in our homes. And I installed mine. And I'll tell you, I installed it at the end of 2024, and in 2025, I was a normal person.
That's amazing. And what I really do think there's some initiative that you were discussing when we were off camera. What's the name of that initiative?
Okay, so I founded the Housatonic Filter Initiative. And the reason I founded that was because I believed if I can have clean water in my home, so can my neighbors.
Yeah, and it's not meant to be an advertisement for filters. What this is like, you know, the people within the village coming together and saying, hello, Mr. Infrastructure Man, Mr. Water Man, Mr. Water Delivery Man, if you're not going to give me clean water, you got to do something about it.
I'm going to clean it myself.
I got to clean it myself.
I'll clean it myself.
And, you know, there are two places I would deal with that. But before let's go any further, you're listening to And So It Flows, your only show for H2O. I'm your Super Waterman, Ambassador for Water. Check us out at 89.7 FM in Pittsfield Community Radio every Tuesday at 2. 88.1 I believe it's SBR here and closer in Lee. And then anywhere you get your podcasts. So back to the filter initiative.
Okay.
It's like, well, you know, I would still consider it a Band-Aid because there's the underlying issue of the water delivery not being up to par or marketable or even good. What about that?
Okay.
I mean, what about is you know, and I both are important. Let's talk first the initiative.
Okay. But I can respond to the question that I think the direction you're going in.
Yeah, I want to do both. First,
okay.
The initiative.
Uh-huh.
What is in it for Housatonic Water Works customers? Like, what is that initiative?
Well, first of all, remember that the Housatonic Water Works customer was paying on average $40 a month for their water, $43 a month. And back in 2024, the Department of Public Utilities approved a 90% increase in our water rates over the next 5 years in exchange for upgrades to the system, including a green sand filtration system that was supposed to go in March of 2025, so that we'd be ready in 2025 for manganese being filtered out of the water. It increases in water.
How much that money that they raised through the rate increase, how much was that?
The first year it has gone up for people like me at $9 a month because I don't use a lot of water. If you use more water, then it's...
So let's say $15 a month, $20 a month for a family. What does that turn into as far as... Overall, did you ever like do any of the math about overall for Housatonic Water Works? Why are they collecting?
There are 800 plus customers.
800 plus customers.
And if you say round it to 10, average it to $10 per person times $800 per month, 800 people per month. So
that's $8,000 per month.
And you multiply that times 12, and that's an increase of
$100,000.
$100,000 on top of what they were.
And this is just ballpark.
Right.
This is ballpark.
We're doing, you know, you've asked me a question in a field that I'm really not
very
skillful.
But they got the rate increase.
Yes, they did.
They got the rate increase. Did the green sand system ever get put in?
No, it did not. No, it did not. And that's one of the problems we've had with this particular utility. They've been fined over the years for non-compliance with reporting, non-compliance with maintaining the levels of bleach byproducts and manganese, you know, within safety protocol.
Yes.
So the Department of Environmental Protection has been overseeing, but not really able to enforce any upgrades to the system or any improvement in the quality of water.
Can that increase be clawed back?
No, it cannot. It doesn't get called back. In fact, it's going to be increased so that my bill will probably be, in another couple of years, about $90
a
month.
And it may not... Okay, so we're talking 800, maybe 1,000 customers. And in this grand scheme of things, it may not be impacting you, the listener or viewer of this. However... How many places around the country have boil water orders? How many places have broken water mains? How many places have aging infrastructure? You know, we could call up Flint, Jackson, Mississippi. We could call up dozens, at least, of places. How many places don't have access to clean water? And some for decades. If you look down in the deep south, you have an area called Cancer Alley where they've been... Bussing in water for decades.
Yeah.
So this is an issue that impacts us all.
Yes.
Including the people of Housatonic. So Then you have this filter initiative.
Right.
Which is called...
Housatonic Filter Initiative. Now, what gave this project some steam was... it happened when I was speaking with a friend, and she said, what are you up to? And I said, I would like to get... at the time, it was called Filter for My Neighbor. And I wanted to be able to raise funds to put filtration systems in my neighbor's homes so they would have the clean water just like I have the clean water. And she said she would get behind that. And she, you know, financially, she said, how much is a filter? And I said, $500. She said, we can buy a few filters. And that was inspired to me that there were people in the private sector who care enough that everyone should have clean water. Okay, it's maybe only 800 plus households. It's a small number of people. But if you care about human, you know, conditions of living right next door or right in your own neighborhood, there are people with resources who are willing to get behind this. So I took the idea to the select board during citizen speak time. And I said, I call it an outside run. I thought I was using a football metaphor. Now I understand it's not an outside run, it's an end run, where you run around the blocker, and the blocker is the utility. And you get around the blocker, and you get to the goal, which is clean water, and you get there really fast with a very simple, cost-effective remedy. And the select board nodded. And they liked the idea.
Yeah, that's actually a really great idea. And it's worked, I understand. What is the person who is getting the filter? What do they have to do? How much is available for each person or household that grabs some of the stuff that helps their water get better?
Yes.
And what does it cover?
Okay. So when the town heard the idea, let's filter each household, and we all wondered, why didn't we think of that years ago, they brought forward a grant called the Great Barrington Relief Fund that was originally $250,000 in 2024, and it was to reimburse water expenses for the Housatonic Water Works rate payer. And all you had to do was submit your receipts, and you would be reimbursed. And in 2024, the reimbursement rate was $300. And people felt that it was not really respectful that we should get reimbursed $300 for the bottled water that I was purchasing, for the laundry that people had to take outside the home, because this water being so discolored.
So you couldn't brush your teeth, you could do what, maybe water a plant with it, but you couldn't shower in it, you couldn't bathe your kid in it, you couldn't give it to Fido or
people
or,
would
or
shower
your cat.
And bathe in it and just bite the bullet. You have to remember something, that as I go around town and I meet more people, I meet people who've been here for generations. Their great-grandparents, or their grandparents, pardon me, came over in the early 1900s to work in the mills that were growing in Housatonic that are now no longer operating.
Yeah.
But so they grew up in households that had always had discolored water, and it was just a fact of life. Some of these people are now wondering if their neurological problems are related to the fact that they were drinking the Housatonic Waterworks system.
I can imagine that. So getting back to the filter initiative.
Yes.
The town of Great Barrington, they raised the amount of what people can be covered
for. Yes, so it went up from $300 per household to $600 per household in 2025. And that would cover the cost of a filtration system that runs around $500. When our new town manager arrived in Great Barrington, Liz Hartsgrove, she introduced the idea of raising the cap on that amount per household.
So it went from 300 to
600 to 1,500.
To 1,500.
Right. Gotcha. And the remaining funds from the 2024 grant of $250,000 was about $170,000. At $1,500 per household, we're looking at maybe numbers are not.
Yeah, okay, so 1,500 times, so that's 1,500 times 1,000, let's say 1,000. So that would be 150,000? No.
It's more like in the millions.
$1,500,000.
Right.
Okay, so... $1.5 million for 1,000 people to have access to clean water.
Yes, okay. We don't have that particular scenario. We're expecting, Housatonic Filter Initiative has done a bit of a needs assessment, And the numbers of people coming forward who are interested in participating in our program, we're expecting maybe 400 out of the 800 households. Some of them don't have water problems. Some of them, like myself, have already installed their whole house filtration systems. They have the means, they have the resources, and they can do it themselves. And then others are going to participate in the program.
Is this something where what gets covered would be, okay, buying a filter system?
Yes.
Or buying bottled water or any other water-related expenses?
Yes, and that is what the town fund is for. And the town is very clear that you can submit your receipts for any water-related expense, laundry, whatever, you know, drinking water. Housatonic Filter Initiative, my project, is strongly encouraging people to, you know, put in the whole house filtration system. It's easily going to have a lifespan of 5 years. And hopefully in 5 years, the utility, whatever the fate of the utility, whether it stays private, whether it becomes public, owned by the town, hopefully in 5 years they will have that green sand filtration in place. Hopefully in 5 years there will be some of the older pipes through the infrastructure will be upgraded.
Yeah.
So it is an immediate remedy to give each household clean water while we wait out the fate of the utility. Because ultimately, you're right, that is the long-term solution. Lots of folks say to me, why are you wasting your time with this Band-Aid solution? And I have to tell you, those are people who don't have problems with their water. And
yeah.
I think part of our struggle has been that it's very hard to imagine what it's like not to be able to wash a head of lettuce by going to the kitchen sink. Don't understand what it's like to live with
you know,
these conditions.
That's actually one of the powers of water. Okay, so you're a woman with means.
Yes.
You have access
to
funds.
Yeah.
So, and there are lots of people who don't, and there's nothing bad or wrong for either circumstances. What I would say is that water has the ability to be that unifying force,
yes,
to be the ultimate populist thing that we are, that we live with,
mm-hmm.
and we need for that life.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really for the town of Great Barrington, for the village of Housatonic, is to, number one, be proud that some movement has been made.
Yes.
Because it hasn't for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really great. Another thing to look at is, you know, how does it feel to come home and know that your water is good,
it's
or
changing.
you could clean your dishes, or you could feel safe that your son or daughter
mm-hmm.
gets a bath.
Mm-hmm.
And for folks who may not see the value of having at least filtered water, at
mm-hmm.
least, is, you know, it's like my mom used to have a saying, and was basically, try and put yourself in somebody else's
yes.
shoes, and I think water allows for some of that access. Not everyone. Some people will push back, and
yeah.
you know,
mm-hmm.
and you know, don't, you know, it, and it's amazing because there will be naysayers. No good deed goes unpunished.
Mm-hmm.
However, you know, congratulations are in effect that so far, how many people have come forward? You said 400?
Oh, no. We're hoping 400 will participate because we estimate that those are the numbers of people who require filtration in their homes.
And then how many so far do you
So have? Far, 50 have come to us.
50?
And more than 40 have gone to the town.
Okay.
And we only overlapped 7
okay.
Applications. So that means in my group, actually we had 60. So I have 51 people who have eligibility to collect some funds from the town and also collect funds or an award from my project to supplement town funds if they're not sufficient. The town money is going to run out. $170,000 is going to run out after we've serviced 100 families.
It's kind of like use it or lose it. So then that brings us to the next thing. But before we go there, you're listening to And So It Flows, your only show for H2O. I am your Super Waterman, Ambassador for Water, Leslie Gabriel. Check us out on any place you get your podcasts. But if you're traveling through the Berkshires, check out 89.7 every Tuesday at 2 and 88.1 at that same time, Tuesday at 2. But at the same time, share, like, invite, subscribe, because water from the Berkshires is going all around our big blue marble. And the question I would have for you, so 170,000 might run out.
Will run out.
Will run out.
Mm-hmm.
And then the question is, how do people participate? How can they find out more if they're interested, if this is the first time they heard about it? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What is, how
one of the things I really appreciate, Leslie, is that you want to do this, that you wanted to talk with me and help us spread the word, because that seems to be the biggest.
This is going
to
go around the world, because some people in other parts of the world, not everybody lives in the Berkshires, will say, you know, we need to do something like this because our water supply company sucks.
Well, even in our small community, there are households who do not know that there is a fund through the town.
Okay, so how do people find out?
Okay, so you go to townofgb.org.
Townofgb.org, that's Great Barrington.
Right, and on that website, you will find application for Great Barrington Relief Fund for water-related expenses. And you just follow the instructions there. You'll need your receipts. You present them, you fill out the application, and it's a couple of weeks later, you'll get a check to reimburse you for the amount that you have spent. Somebody who's never collected a fund from any funds from the town is eligible for $1,500. If you collected in 2024 and you got $300, and then you collected another $300 and you've got $600, so it depends.
You can
still get $900.
You can still get money. Now, my thought is there any other way to find out or to get in touch with you?
Yes.
Or how
okay.
do I do that?
So you can email me at info at HFI.
HFI stands for Housatonic Filter Initiative.
Correct. HFI H2O.
Okay. HF like Frank, I, H2O like water.
HFI.org.
HFI H2O.org. Is that actually also a website?
Our website is under construction. We are very new. This initiative came to life in September of 2025, so we're still very nascent, very young.
Okay.
We're working through the Nonprofit Center of the Berkshires,
nice.
who is acting as our fiscal sponsor. If you want to participate in the project and your home requires filtration, there are two sources. You go to townofgb.org or you come to hfih2o.org, and I will get an email from you.
Okay, so you got to, right now you got to go info at hfih2o.org until the website.
Until the website is up, which is a week.
Okay.
So we're a week away.
1 week. Okay, so.
But I have something else.
Let's do that. Like what?
Participation.
Yeah,
so if you want to participate as somebody who's going to filter your home, protect your property and the value of your home.
And your friends and family who visit, or your family who lives there, or your dog who
wants. Or your friends and family who won't visit, which was my experience. They wouldn't come to my house for dinner because of their concerns about the water. But that's over. If you want to participate and be part of the solution, if you want to help this interim remedy and see that your neighbors here in the Berkshires have clean water just like you have and can enjoy that, you can make a donation to the Nonprofit Center of the Berkshires earmarked for Housatonic Filter Initiative. And through all of the bookkeeping, we will make sure that those funds go to homeowners and households in Housatonic requiring filtration. These are affected households.
Important.
And we're prioritizing families with small children with the recent research in the effects of manganese. The impact on pregnant women and young children is quite serious.
Wow.
So we've started to prioritize families with young children and pregnant
important,
women. Yeah.
Important stuff. Important, yeah. Important stuff. And, you know, first acknowledge you for the work you're doing
and
what it takes to start anything and build anything. And then finally, like just a parting gift for both our viewers and for our listeners. Tell me, or tell us, our water-loving listeners and viewers, what is it that first connected you to water? Like, what's your water story?
I want to drink a glass of water, and I don't want to have to go to a store and buy 4 gallons and carry those 50 or however many pounds and put it in some kind of dispenser so that I can get a glass of water. It's heavy lifting, and it was just too much for me.
Yeah, so it's kind of like a basic, very basic
very
story.
Basic, yeah.
You know,
rationing water. I was rationing water when I was bringing it in from the outside because it would run out so quickly that I wouldn't drink water during the course of the day. And I'm still getting back into the habit of drinking water. You know, for years I wasn't drinking water.
Yeah,
it was rationed, and now it's not rationed anymore.
It's super, super important. And thanks again for joining And So It Flows. And you know, I'm super excited to watch what happens, because this small victory can turn into other victories. Mm-hmm. And there are plenty of victories to be had, both here in the Berkshires and all around the world, when it comes to water. And thanks again for joining me.
Thank you, Leslie. Thanks for all you do.
All right, be good.
Bye-bye.
Have fun.
Yes, Pittsfield has a rock and roll water show, and you're listening to it. We make water grunge again. You're listening to And So It Flows on WTBR FM 89.7, WSBR 88.1 in Lee. Water music, water news, deep water talk from the Berkshires to all around our big blue world. Find us on Apple, Amazon Music, iHeart Radio, Podcast Republic, and more. Make sure to subscribe and share with your water-loving friends. Today, we start with the Ramones, Rockaway Beach.
Them have fizzy water, sparkling water, lemon, osmosis, carbonated, filtered, distilled. See, in trouble. Water, water. In the abundance of water, the fool will get thirsty.